long ago, in the mountains of Arabia, as they called it, at the top of a mysterious mountain, there was one bird. Not many, one. It's not appropriate to say a phoenix because there's only ever one phoenix. The phoenix lived at the top of a mountain in Arabia. And it lived there peacefully for 500 years. And every 500 years, when the phoenix reached its full maturity, it would embark on a pilgrimage. And it would travel from the east to the west. And the phoenix would take this pilgrimage every 500 years, so it wasn't something that occurred in every lifetime. It was like a rare astronomical event. Only certain people were lucky enough to be alive at that moment. And when the phoenix took its journey, it would fly from Arabia to Egypt, and it would seek refuge in Egypt, and it would fly to the top of a temple. And once the phoenix arrived in Egypt, it was immediately recognized by the people. Even though they had never seen it before, even though it had been 500 years since its last appearance, the people could identify the phoenix because of its feathers. Its feathers were said to be deep purple, crimson red, and most importantly, gold. The bird with the golden feathers appeared in Egypt. And the people watched as this gilded bird started to build a nest at the top of the temple. And the phoenix, according to historians, would gather throughout the countryside. It would gather fragrant spices to fill the nest. In particular, the phoenix would scour the countryside looking for cinnamon and frankincense. And the golden bird would gather frankincense, and historians say it would then fill the nest till it was overflowing with cinnamon and frankincense. And once the nest could hold no more, the phoenix would gather in the brightest moment of the sunlight, and it would ignite the nest. And once it was in a full blaze, this golden bird would dive into the burning frankincense. And no one could really see what was happening because it was on top of a temple. And nonetheless, the people would watch this blaze, and the phoenix, in the midst of the fire, would give birth. But the phoenix didn't lay an egg. The egg comes later in the story. The phoenix would give birth to live offspring, a baby. And when the fire died down and the older phoenix had passed away, all that was left was an infant phoenix that looked like a worm. Historians agree it looked less like a bird than a worm. And this worm would be nourished by the ashes of the frankincense. For days, for weeks, for months, until finally it grew large enough to sprout its own golden feathers. And once the phoenix had enough strength, it would fly throughout the countryside like its parent had done, gathering, again, a strange substance. You can guess what it is. This time the phoenix would go gather myrrh. Historians agree the phoenix gathered myrrh. And the phoenix would bring myrrh back to the top of the temple and construct an egg, a large egg. And it would hollow out this egg and pick up the remains of its parent and put it inside. And the myrrh created a tomb. And the golden bird would bury its ancestors in a tomb of myrrh. Having completed this burial, the phoenix would spread its golden wings and fly back to the mountains to live in peace for another 500 years.